All right, it is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship. It is 7:30 here. I feel like giving you the temperature, but I'm not. Anyway, I got Joy of the Lord, been delivered from Joy of the Lord. But I listened to all the ladies' teachings. Rebecca, Mary, Rebecca, Keely, Mary again. And the last one for Mary was really good because it made me think about coming on here and all the fellowships or sharings that I've been doing, and what's coming out of my mouth even with the sharings. A lot of times I'll be saying the problem instead of speaking to the problem. So, with what I learned or what I picked up from all of those, Becca and Mary twice and Keely, and what I picked up is, I need to put a guard on my mouth. I'm speaking in tongues like Grant took Richmond. That's a Civil War saying, and in the United States means speaking in tongues much, which has been huge in my life. And so I need to stop complaining and start confessing, which I have been, but there has been some things that have come up that like Mary was saying, stop, let's get moving, stop saying what they are. So that's what I'm gonna do my best to practice. And again, this is a practice, and these are patterns that have been in my life for a while. Well, I'm gonna root them out, obviously with the Spirit of God, because I go back to Ephesians 3:16. It says you are strengthened by His might, by His Spirit. It's our Father's Spirit that strengthens us, and that's speaking in tongues, the inner man. And that inner man involves my thinking and my heart all together to where I'm able to make good decisions and control the thoughts, emotions, and feelings, because Mary was talking about that also, about how we're always talking about thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Or she was talking about me. Well, I heard it as talking about me. She wasn't doing it in a bad way. It's just I'm the one. I feel like I always talk about feelings, emotions, and thoughts, and those have been troubling for me, and they are not going to be troubling anymore. I am controlling them, and I'm not doing the I am, because we do the I am confessions. I am controlling my emotions. I am 1,000 times better than I was before. I'm continuing to improve. It's that growth process. Now, God works with all of us in different ways. And I remember one time he gave me an overwhelming desire to learn Spanish. This is before I was married to Gabriella's mom, and so I started taking Spanish lessons. Well, once I found out what the reason I was there for, the lady had an issue with alcohol. And so I ended up helping her with that, or God got me to help her with that situation. So God works in us to will do it His good pleasure. And it wasn't a possession or anything. It was just an overwhelming desire to say, to speak to someone, or that God gives you, that He gives you a, I don't want to say a push, because it's a free will. It's a motivation. I'm not sure the right word would be, but just a big desire, a desire to learn Spanish, and it could be a desire to knit, or desire to whatever it might be. But it was there to have somebody delivered and get them on the path they needed. And I don't know if they ever stayed on that path, but that's between God and them. I'm not in contact with them anymore. But anyway, my our God, our my God, our God is a God of love, peace, tenderness. He's not a condemner. So why am I condemning myself? He is not a accuser. So why am I accusing myself or others? So these are things that I am going to practice on. I'm going to continue to practice. The great record of Elijah, after he God has him slay the 500 prophets or 250, 400 prophets, I forget what the number was. And then he hears a word from Jezebel, and he goes and wants to die. Well, it's recorded right there. Well, what did God do? The Spirit of God was on Elijah, and it wasn't taken away, but he went under a tree and said, "I want to die." And God, that's the section where God sent angels or an angel and made him cakes and made him food, and then he got up and ate, and then he rested some more, and then he got up, and then that's when he went to the cave, and then there was an earthquake and a fire and a whirlwind, and then that's when and I'm God said, it's a still small voice. That's where that still small voice record as you continue to read. So our Father God is a good God, and I'm practicing listening. I'm practicing speaking in tongues. I'm practicing honoring God. I'm practicing my connect. Matter of fact, it'll be tomorrow. My connection will be tomorrow. So, and I got a cat going away. Go on. And not on the table. Anyway, so that's what I'm practicing on. Speaking in tongues much still. I find that it burns up all the bull crap that's in my life, in my head, in my thinking. It helps me to control those thoughts and feelings. It gets me in the right headspace by speaking in tongues. I could do it out loud if I want to, but normally I just do, I just do, inside my head. Just and then I just do that in my head, and I do it as much as I can, as much as I'm thinking, even when I'm watching TV, or if I'm at work, or if I'm exercising, or when I get up in the morning, or when I'm, just I have increased it. I would say I've increased it at least at minimum 100% more than I was doing it before, minimum. So things are moving ahead. They might not look like that, but I have to take those thoughts inside my head and make them look like that. So because I'm currently in the situation, hang on a second. Good girl. That's Mia the cat. She wants to get up on the table, and that's not going to happen. I'm currently working on that where I'm able to get out of say depression or stinking thinking or whatever it is quicker because I'm able to speak in tongues and then move forward. So I can see the patterns in my life changing. I know I'm improving. And that's a great thing because you always want to grow, 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 grow. God doesn't ever want you to stay stagnant. He wants you to move forward. Matter of fact, Mary was talking about, like, let's get moving. I forget exactly the word she said, but it was like, oh, stop. One of the things that hit me, stop wallowing, wallowing. I'm not saying it, wallowing, like a pig wallows in mud. Pig rolls around in mud. And that's a good mind picture. Because that's what I've been doing, wallowing in the mud. A thought will come up and you wallow in it. Well, I don't need to be doing that. I'm more than a conqueror. I've been made complete. I've been made righteous. I've been made whole. All that stuff's in the past. So I should look to my Father. I am continuing to look to my Father. I'm not giving up, and going to move forward, move forward, move forward. And those are the things that I'm going to do. and just continue to move forward. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. And if you go back to Ephesians 3:16, it talks strengthen you with might. Well, there's your might, that power, you know, and everything you do, you do it in love, okay? And then a sound mind is that thinking. And in Philippians, it talks about think on these things that are good, that are lovely, that are good report. Okay, now if I'm not thinking on those things, then I need to change my thinking because the old man's dead. I change my thinking and just continue to practice, continue to practice, continue to move forward, continue to push forward. Do not let, and Lawrence is told me this, and he's told you guys this too. It's okay to rest for a day, maybe a day and a half, whatever you need to. And God knows it. It's like Elijah under the juniper tree. Look what God did for him. He brought an angel. He wanted to die. Elijah wanted to die because he was afraid of Jezebel. Okay. He wanted to die, but God, and he just wanted to lay there. And he actually, I think he actually, pretty sure he actually told God, our Father, to, you know, I want to die. Well, God brought an angel to him, made him food. Elijah got up and ate. He laid back down and rested again. The angel came again to him, I believe, about to check the record. And then he went off, and that's where the record where he went off to the whirlwind, the fire, to the cave, the whirlwind, the fire, the earthquake, and then still small voice. Okay. Now some of these things I don't completely understand. But it doesn't matter. My father will continue to teach me as I grow, as I go with this, and grow with this, and keep moving forward, because I'm going to keep speaking in tongues, and I'm going to keep going and doing this Florida Go to God First Zoom meeting, because there's people out here listening. There's people on here now. Father God, I thank you for sending me laborers. I thank you for strengthening me so that I'll be that light. That draws people to me, draws people not to me, to you. It draws people to you. And of course, always when I'm on here, you know, I'll get a little ding. It'll be from my Hindu half sister in California asking me if I'm okay. These are little distractions that come in when you're doing stuff like this. And you know, and yeah, and you know, just it just you know, it things like that happen. And so, what am I going to do? Well, I'll answer and say, yeah, because you know, I even with my son, for example, my son made a couple accusations. You know, it's a strange kind of relationship. I got four grandkids with him, and you'd have to know the whole story. But anyway, we got on the phone, and he made some accusations. Well, you know, I'm moving forward. This is my family, and you know, so I'm going to move forward. Now, would I like to have that restored and see the grandkids? Of course. So I don't really know what to do with that. I'm just going to picture that in my head. And let God work that out. I'm not going to try to work it out. I'm not going to try, because everything I try to work out, or normally I try to work out, if it's in my own way, it's not the best. And I desire the best. I don't desire just good, I desire the best. And so my father's worked with me in me to do a bunch of other things, and I'm doing them. And God is good, and I just wanted to get on here and share, speak in tongues much, honor God, and connect, which is huge. It's like plugging in the electrical cord for your Tesla, or for charging up your phone or whatever. It recharges your batteries, and because you're able to bounce things off the man of God, okay. And once you bounce things off of him, then you're able to move forward. You know, you're able to get a different perspective because he gets revelation from God. Not that I can't, Because again, he'll tell you himself, he's no better than us. He's just in that position, the body of Christ. So we're all set here in a certain place. There's nobody better than anybody else. Nobody. And we all pick each other up, like Mary had to use that word wallowing. Got the joy of the Lord. I'd never laughed like this before. So anyway, I can't even say the word. It was what a pig does when he rolls in mud. So that's what I've been doing. And so I'm going to stop that. I have stopped it. So now I got I now there's other things that God will guide me over, because it says you're able to go through it. If there's a wall or a mountain in front of you, it's in the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is huge. Okay, don't leave the Old Testament behind. I mean, it is huge, filled with just absolute spectacular stuff. Okay, about no evil will come near your doorstep. Well, no evil's coming near my doorstep. None. None. Okay, now what does it say about a wall?